Thank you, Alan. And so we end this part of Chatterbox with news of a mass eviction in Lakenham, of gnomes, and of a mass walk around parts of the city by Dalmatians. But we start with news that the artistic director of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival is to stand down.
During his 7 years in Norfolk, William Galinsky has brought everything from a dinosaur petting zoo to a hotel of quirky tree houses to a huge inflatable moon to our city and county in his role as artistic director of Norfolk and Norwich Festival. But as this year's arts extravaganza draws to a close, this weekend he is preparing to bid farewell to the role he has previously said made him feel like Willy Wonka. When asked how he felt about his final days with the festival, he said, "Happy, sad, exhausted, ready for the next adventure. It's like when the circus leaves town. You pack your bags, say thank you very much. It's been a great honour, it's been a great time here, but it's time to move on. It's like Galinsky Circus leaves town." He said he was really pleased to see so many people out and about enjoying this year's festival programme.
Eviction looms large over garden gnomes in Lakenham after talks with council officers who have branded them a trip hazard failed to reach a resolution. However, hopes have been raised that a children's trampoline will receive a reprieve. The garden furniture was included in a list of items Norwich City Council declared must be removed from a block of flats in Southwell Road in a letter on May the 12th. At a meeting with Norwich City Council officers and two town close ward councillors yesterday, residents were told there may be a possibility to keep at least the trampoline if they were willing to help fund the insurance. However, resident John Tutor, 65, said, as it stood, the gnomes and other items would have to be gone by June the 12th. Mr. Tutor said, they said it might be possible if the residents were willing to chip in or otherwise fund the insurance for the trampoline, then maybe it could stay. But they said they would have to clarify their position and get back to us. As it is now, June the 12th is gnome eviction day. That's when they won't have a gnome to go to. The residents have been told their gardens are now communal areas and cannot have trip hazards. But Mr. Tutor said residents were all against the removal of the gnomes and other items from the garden.
About 30 Dalmatians and their owners descended on Norwich in a mass walk between Chapelfield Gardens and a city centre shop. Norfolk Dalmatian Owners UK was started 3 years ago by Rachel Oliver from Rackheath and now has more than 100 members from all over the county. They try to get together around once a month and make a trip to the Kath Kidson store in Norwich, which has launched its 101 Dalmatian range. Connie Vallis, who organises a lot of the group's events, said, "Everyone is very excited about the Dalmatians, but we also wanted to spread a bit of awareness." She said that when the 101 Dalmatians film was released, many people bought Dalmatian puppets without consideration. "We've given out information to people so they don't make a rash decision," she said.
A new 420-place primary school in the north of Norwich has taken a step closer after a planning bid was lodged. If approved, the St Clements Hill Primary Academy would be built on Sewell Park Academy's east site off Wall Road, which is currently used as playing fields for the academy. It would be run by the Right for Success Trust, which, headed up by Chief Executive Valerie Moore, hopes to open it in September 2018. A planning application has now been submitted to Norwich City Council, with more details on the school, which would have two classes in each new reception year, with a maximum of 30 pupils per class, and would grow to accommodate 420 pupils and 60 reception children by 2024. The site will include 14 classrooms, hall or studio space, a reception, kitchen, food science room, staff rooms, toilets, as well as play areas and car parking. An online planning document says the Trust identified a basic need for additional school places within Sewell Park Academy's catchment area.
A volunteer is calling for more people and businesses in a large Norwich suburb to get behind dementia awareness training. Businessman and Cossey Town Councillor David Gunby, 62, helped set up the monthly Cossey Dementia Cafe just over a year ago. The town also has a monthly Cossey Pabulum Cafe for dementia sufferers and carers. Mr. Gunby from Grove Avenue wants more businesses and residents in the area to get involved with specific training to make life easier for people with dementia and their relatives. He said, "We, the Cossey Dementia Cafe, are trying to recruit people to help us drive this idea of becoming a dementia-friendly area. It would be nice to get all the businesses dementia aware, as well as other community groups, so we can make sure everyone can understand the needs of dementia sufferers and their carers. Cossey is a big area, and we, the Cossey Dementia Cafe, would like it to be a dementia-friendly town. The problem is getting the word out to as many people as possible."
Well, that's all for this part of Chatterbox. In a few moments, Jane Evans and Tony Stimpson will have more news, as well as the weekly information desk and our second feature. So now, it's goodbye from me, Alison Aplin.
And Don Cleaver.